Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're going to talk about how you can make a difference in this current economic mess that we're in. You know, I've been talking to you since the meltdown in 2008 about the problems, about how to get through the problems, how to prepare for the problems, how to steer clear of all the madness that the world's going through. But a totally different thought is on my mind today. What's on my mind today is that many of us are frustrated. We're watching things happen and we're asking ourselves, can anybody stop it? Can I make any difference whatsoever in the direction that this country is going? Will my voice be heard? And if you're resonating with that yearning, that desire to truly make a difference, to stand up and be counted, that's why I want you to tune in today. Because I'm going to talk from my heart about the things that I believe are necessary to change the course of this nation at this time. Do you realize throughout biblical history, God has used individuals to change nations? If you look at the way the scripture is structured, one chapter talks about the incredible creation of the heavens and the earth. One chapter, God told us what he built himself. But in chapter 2 of Genesis, he talks about one person, Adam, and then the second person, Eve. And the Bible starts to bring down the story through the life and experiences of individual people. One chapter dedicated to the creation, the entire cosmos, spoken into existence by God Almighty. The whole Bible could be about that. But he slowed down and he said, my heart is with people. It's with individuals. And the rest of the scripture goes through the story of individual, real people like you and me. And there's great hope right now that as we return to God's ways, which are better than man's ways, that we can make a difference. We can make a difference by standing on what God said is true, on the plan that he said works. I happen to call that plan God's economy. And I believe with all my heart, you and I are called to model God's economy in our personal lives. And that's how we're going to make the most difference. And I want you to stay tuned because the rest of this program, that's what we're going to talk about. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Has your child outgrown a piggy bank but not yet ready for a credit card? Well, there's something in between, a practical tool for anyone that you can use to teach teenagers and college students how to handle money wisely before they face greater financial decisions. It's the Cash Organizer from Crown Financial Ministries. The Cash Organizer is a durable, expanding file that's not much bigger than a checkbook. It's designed to create a convenient way to practice envelope budgeting, the proven way to keep from spending more than you make. With the Cash Organizer, when an envelope is empty, you can't spend any more money until you earn more money. It'll not only help your teenager or college student take control of their cash, but will also develop money management habits that'll prepare them for a lifetime. You can order the Cash Organizer online at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're going to talk about that gnawing frustration that we cannot make a difference, that we're watching this great nation and many great nations of the world drive their economic bus over the cliff, and all we can do is to prepare for the ride and hang on. I don't think that's right. I think that frustration is gnawing in you to stand up and be counted for. But I want to give you an insight that I think is different and going to be far more effective than becoming a protester. What I think God is calling us to become right now, the method that will really, really work, is to become a model, to become a role model for what should be. You see, you and I reflect this culture. If you look at the condition of our country, It's reflective of the condition of our citizens. The country is overspending, so are our citizens. The country has too much debt, so are our citizens. The country is not saving any money for the future, so are our citizens. The country is having to borrow more than it earns every month, so are most of our citizens. So how do you reverse that trend? Well, you can complain about it, or you can say, I'm going to do my part to change it. I'm going to go counterculture and have an influence where I live and in the sphere where God has put me to influence others around me. And it may start in my home. It may start in my neighborhood. It may start at my church. It may start at the coffee pot at work. It may start at a Bible study. It may start in your apartment complex. It may start with a group of friends or couples that you do small groups together with. But you're going to start. And you're going to follow a plan that God has put in place to make a difference. You see, let me make my case a different way today. Out of the original 22 industrialized nations, when that group of countries came together, beginning in 1947, through the 40s and the 50s and 60s, they started to meet to discuss economic development and cooperation. Out of the original 22, 21 of those countries had a Christian heritage, either Catholic or Protestant. Only Japan was in that original group that did not have a Christian heritage. And an argument could be made that Japan simply achieved their economic prosperity based on following the models of the West through the Marshall Plan and other means where they implemented some of the policies even though they didn't have a core foundation in biblical truth. Now, here's the reason I believe you can make a difference. That is factual data that the Industrial Revolution was led by people who believed in the Lord, by people who believed His ways were better than man's ways. And they originally set up policies and systems and had a commonality based on moral values that allowed commerce to make huge leaps above the other nations who had no Christian foundation. But if you look at it today, all of those nations are the ones that are in trouble. Ireland, Iceland, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, the United States, we all have too much debt. Well, where did that come from? That came from failure to live out the principles that God said were good for us. The Lord told all of us that debt was not good for us. He told the nation of Israel, debt's not good for us. He told us in the New Testament, debt's not good for us. And when we disbelieve Him and do the things that aren't good for us, we suffer the consequences. So how do we change that? Many people think it's going to be changed through the ballot box. I think that would be helpful to have elected officials that believe God's ways are better than man's ways and make decisions based upon biblical truth. But that's not going to happen unless you and I demonstrate and model that it is in fact the best way. You see, God put mankind here on earth to reflect His truth, to live it out, to prove it out, to demonstrate His faithfulness. We're the ones that show the world His ways are the best ways. And when we get caught up in the world, suddenly we're reflective of the things that aren't good, and we're trapped in them just like everybody else. So what if you began to say, no, I'm not going to get trapped in that. I'm going to be different. I'm going to live my life according to God's ways. I'm going to show the way instead of complain about the direction we're going. Now, I want to say it another way so that you understand. Everybody is looking for the new plan. Everybody wants to find some new economic silver bullet, some new federal policy, some new stimulus plan, some new bailout plan, or some new leader that's going to show us the way. I think that true change is not going to come that way. I think it's actually going to come when God's people have a change of heart, when they go through a repentance to say, I got caught up in all that. I've looked in the mirror, and I see myself looking exactly like the problem. I'm a part of the problem. I haven't been peculiar. I haven't been a stranger or an alien on this earth. I haven't lived contrary to the world. And therefore, I have nothing to complain about. In fact, I should be on my knees asking God for forgiveness for getting caught up in it. I've been led like a sheep to slaughter. I've followed the ways of this world. I've believed the lie, and my values have been compromised according to what God has taught me. I knew better. And now it's time to return to what God said was good for me. God has a glorious economic plan, and it's totally inverted from man's economy. Man is trying to sell us that his ways are better, that his plan is glorious, that man has a way out. The truth is, God has a way out. And he shows us that way when individuals live it. When individuals live his plan, the entire nation goes the direction that those individuals have said, this is the way we're going to live. We're going to be a people that model the way. And when we model the way, our voice is heard. When we demonstrate credibility, because we don't just talk about a problem, we show that there is a real and practical and workable solution that is fully reliable, that it works in an individual's life. And when enough individuals create change, the entire nation can change. And I'm going to talk to you about this glorious plan and the essence of what it is that if you will adopt in your own heart and start to live that out, then you can be the change that we're hoping for. Am I connecting with you? That you have to start and trust God that that change will virally spread to others. Well, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, God encourages us to invest, and he says in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to spread out or diversify to lower our risk. And one of the best ways to diversify is mutual funds. That's why Crown Financial Ministries offers the Sound Mind Investing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to managing your money from a biblical perspective, written by Austin Pryor. Recently updated to address timely topics, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook is one of the most comprehensive guides available on mutual fund investing. Yet, it's still easy to understand and use. And since this handbook is written from a biblical perspective, it'll teach you how to apply God's financial principles to your investing decisions. So whether you're a beginning investor or one with more experience, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook will help you invest more wisely. To get a copy, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. If you're one of those that's frustrated about what you see going on around you, you don't like the direction of this country, you don't like the direction of the global economy, you're concerned about the jobless rate, you're concerned about the federal deficit, you're concerned about federal policy, today I want to appeal to you to make a difference by beginning with you, that you would adopt God's ways in your own heart and begin to model the better way. You see, man is going to continually offer alternatives to God. We've got to fill up our anxiety with some proposed solution. And the world's going to sell us all of these ideas that they come up with. And you know and I know that none of those are going to ultimately work. What does work? What is real? The only thing that's real and that we can say with utmost confidence that works is to trust God and to follow his ways. And as a people go, so the nations go. And I'm asking you to begin to put confidence in God's plan for your life and to live it out in such a way that you become a living example of what needs to happen in this nation. Now, I'm going to simplify it for you. I'm going to take you back to the beginning of God's glorious economic plan for mankind. He made it very, very simple. It started in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Let me read it to you. The Lord God took the man, that man Adam, and put him in the Garden of Eden, and he had three simple purposes. Number one, to work. Number two, to take care of it or to manage the garden. And number three, to live in obedience to God, his maker, to bring him glory. God took pleasure and delight to put his original steward in the Garden of Eden. Adam was the first steward with a threefold purpose: to be a worker and producer, to be a wise caretaker and steward of the garden, and to live in obedience to his maker, to bring the maker glory by the first two things that he did in faithfulness to God. Do you realize it's that simple? And if you step back and look at it, think about how far we've strayed from those three very simple purposes in God's plan. Number one, if you believe that you can somehow be provided for without working, then you're wrong. And it's going to lead to misery and suffering and a system that will ultimately collapse by the weight of the burden by too few people working to support the majority who don't work. The biblical mandate is to be a worker. In fact, that mandate is inherent in all of us. All of us want to work. We want to do something that's meaningful, that the labor of our hands is making a difference. We're made to work to reflect God's glory through our work. And we need to exalt the benefits of being a worker and getting up every day and going and getting something accomplished for the benefit of this world and for mankind. And to teach that it's a good thing to work, because this verse was before Adam fell. God ordained man to work in his perfect plan, in his glorious plan, to give us something to do. We're not put here on earth to be in leisure and to pursue comfort. We're put here on earth to be producers. And when we live that out, we're making a difference. Number two, when we manage all the things God has entrusted to us carefully, skillfully, and with wisdom, that we show we haven't lost our mind, that we know how to live within our means, that we know how to save for the future, that we know how to be generous and care for those who cannot work, that we have a surplus so that small emergencies don't put us in crises, that a period of unemployment or being between jobs doesn't put us into default or bankruptcy. We're being wise. We're reflecting God's glory. And that's the kind of nation that we want to have. We want to have that kind of preparedness, that kind of strength, that kind of compassion and ability to serve others without being a debt or borrowing nation. But it has to start with you and I reflecting Adam's original purpose. And his third purpose was to walk in obedience, humble obedience, saying, I acknowledge that I was created by God. I'm here to bring glory to my Creator, and all that I do is to fulfill why He put me here on earth. Now that was God's simple, glorious plan for mankind. And until we get back to believing that, until we get back to accepting that that is the way that God designed us to fulfill His purposes on earth, we are going to be upside down and moving in a direction that will only lead to more misery and more suffering. Can I tell you this with all boldness and yet with all humility? Man does not have a solution for the way out. Man is looking to convince us that man's novel and clever ideas, new ones, albeit, that are coming down the pike right now, are going to be the solution. And you and I have to say, no, that's not going to be the solution. The real solution is going to be when individuals return to fulfill their original purpose, to be workers as unto the Lord, to be wise and faithful stewards as unto the Lord, and to fulfill our purposes for being on this earth by serving others in all love and mercy and kindness and goodness and generosity. When you and I return to that purpose, it will be radically noticeable. In fact, I believe that is the call during this season, to be salt and light during this period of complete, utter economic uncertainty around the world. Return to the threefold purpose of Adam. Well, I've got some more I want to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Well,
When it feels like talking to your young child about money just isn't enough, there's a fun, easy, and visual way you can show them how to honor God with their money. The ABC Learning Bank from Crown Financial Ministries. This popular tool goes beyond the traditional piggy bank. Created with three colorful compartments in the shape of letters, the ABC Learning Bank will give your child a fun, hands-on learning experience as they discover that A is for giving, B is for saving, and C is for spending. Imagine them applying that learning for a lifetime. The ABC Learning Bank is recommended for children ages 3 and older. To order an ABC Learning Bank for a child in your life, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. Again, the ABC Learning Bank is available by calling 1-800-722-1976 or visiting crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today I'm talking to those of you who are frustrated, wondering what we're going to do to change the direction of this country. And I'm proposing that we believe God that the greatest way to make a difference is to be the difference that we want to see happen, is to model in our own lives that even though we live in this world, that we're not of this world, that we are truly aliens and strangers who have a different way of operating, that while we live in man's economy, we're not of man's economy, we're actually of God's economy. We've been redeemed from the fall. We've been restored to Adam's original purpose, to work and to faithfully manage what we have, all for the purposes of bringing our faithful God glory. Do you realize when that begins to happen in your heart and you begin to convince others that they too need to go contrary to the ways of man's economy and to live in such a way that they're unaffected by all the madness that's going on around them? That will be the evangelism that reaches the world. That will be the model that shows the world that God's ways are better than all the other proposals that are being put out there today, if we will simply return to a confidence in God's economic plan and follow it personally. That's when true change is going to happen. We can complain, we can protest, and we can certainly vote, but the ultimate change is going to come when we adopt it in our own heart and we say, we know what really works, and what I believe in my heart, I'm actually going to practice. That's when you're going to make the most difference. And I think that's when some of your anxiety and some of your frustration will begin to go away. And I call you to join me, to live in God's economy with all of your heart, to live in such a way that you shine like stars in the universe, modeling that Jesus Christ and His principles are the way out of all problems that we face. Well, I do want to remind everyone in the Atlanta area that our God Provides film tour is just a few days away, and I'm inviting you and your family to be there for it. We're going to watch two short films together from the God Provides series, Abraham and Isaac and The Widow and the Oil. I'll be teaching as well as Sharon Epps. We're going to meet at Hebron Baptist Church in Tequila on Thursday, February the 11th, starting at 7 p.m. I want to invite you to bring your whole family. Bring the children because the films are safe for children. We're going to start on time and end on time so you can get the kids home for bed. It's not a fundraising event. There's no charge to attend, but I do want you to register. So let us know if you're coming by going to crown.org/register and plan on being at Hebron Baptist Church Thursday, February the 11th. That's crown.org/register. We've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again tomorrow.